Kansas lawmakers had to find budget cuts and adjustments, or tax increases, that added up to nearly $300 million. The votes to increase taxes were not there, so they took another strategy, cutting.
The Historical Society will lose $130,000. The Department of Children and Families will lose $4.2 million.
That's Democratic Representative Jerry Henry reading through some of the cuts.
There are a number of very painful cuts that will be enacted by this budget, and those cuts will be received by some of the most vulnerable people of our society.
The bill leaves it to Governor Sam Brownback to do more than $80 million in trimming to keep the budget balanced. But the top budget writer in the House, Republican Ron Reichman, says they took an important step in directing those cuts. They exempted K-12 public schools from losing any funding.
When we passed the block grant bill last session, one of the things we stated was that this is stable and secure funding in unsecure times. And tonight was a continuation of that commitment.
Even with that direction, Republican Senator Greg Smith says lawmakers abdicated their constitutional responsibility to craft a truly balanced budget.
The sole power of the purse belongs to the legislature, and for the past two budget cycles, we've told the governor, okay, we got it this far, you take it the rest of the way.
Republican Senate President Susan Weigel says they did not do anything wrong by requiring the governor to make some of the budget decisions.
Not one problem. That's what our Constitution allows for. When there's a shortfall, the governor is allowed to make cuts. We just gave this governor flexibility in the cuts and that it doesn't have to be across the board.
When those cuts are being made, they would not apply evenly across higher education. The bill says universities will take cuts proportionally based on the size of their total budgets, so the biggest schools get deeper cuts. Democratic Senator Laura Kelly says that's simply unfair.
You know, you are punishing KU and K-State for being big research institutions, you know, and you're using the money that they bring to the state against them.
In both chambers, the bill took hits for not fixing what some see as the underlying problem, that tax cuts have caused financial instability. Here's Democratic Representative Sidney Carlin.
Because we haven't done anything to stop the bleeding yet. We're just going to continue to bleed and bleed and bleed. This budget isn't going to be any better than next year's.
We all know the real problem is we just don't tax our people enough, seems to be the statement coming from that side.
That's Republican Senator Ty Masterson, who says they're tackling the state's challenges while reducing the footprint of government.
Well, I contend we do tax our people enough, and this is the proper action to take.
In both chambers, some lawmakers objected to delaying nearly $100 million in state pension payments and taking money from the state highway fund. And in both chambers, it took the leadership time to apply pressure and get the votes needed. Eventually, enough lawmakers took the view of Republican Senator Mitch Holmes, who initially voted against the bill.
We have to do our job here. I didn't run for office to come up here and to vote no and criticize. I voted to take responsibility. Therefore, I'm switching my no to yes.
And with that, the votes were there. With a budget passed, lawmakers finished their work and left town. They'll be back for the ceremonial last day in June to officially put the 2016 session in the history books. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.